Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jimmy, how do you feel you performed? And it took you a little while to get comfortable after not playing a lot in the regular season.
A little bit. You know, came out slow start. I think the first two drives were three and outs, but then we got settled in a little bit. You know, drove the ball down the field. That one, I think it was fourth and one on the one, couldn't punch it in. And then, you know, we got things going. But, you know, overall, I think we moved the ball, you know, like we wanted to. But at the end of the day, you know, we didn't come up with the victory. And that's, you know, the ultimate goal and the only thing that we were worried about.
On that fourth play, did you have an option to go to a run, or was it all pass all the way?
No, it was pass all the way.
That the pass to Forte, as soon as you left your hand, do you have a pretty good feeling about that?
Yeah, and we knew they were in man coverage, and we had the right play on. It was actually a man zone read. So as soon as we got man, you know, me and Matt were talking in the backfield, and, you know, he ran a great route, caught it, and, you know, went in the end zone for touchdown.
Jay, have some good advice on the sideline, you know, picking out coverages, you know, anything, say anything to you before that last drive?
Yeah, you know, him and David were both helping me out. You know, they're looking at coverages and stuff like that, and, you know, just telling me things that they were seeing on the sidelines. And, you know, once I came to the sidelines, looking at the pictures, just talking back and forth, this is what I saw, this is, you know, what they saw. And, you know, they were helping me out a lot throughout the game.
What do you think you did for yourself today?
What do I think I did for myself? I mean, I think I just went out there and competed. You know, that's the biggest thing that I think I did and showed that, you know, I can play in this league. But, you know, like I said, it's not about me or anything about that. It's about, you know, winning football games, and that's what we were trying to do today is, you know, win against a division opponent, and, you know, we came up short.
How much different do you think the game plan was for you today that it might have been for Jay had he played?
That's a question for Coach Dressman. I don't think it would have been, you know, too much different, but, you know, again, that's a question for him.
Establish some balance with the running game, and if so,
do
you feel like it helped you?
Definitely. We you know, Matt ran the ball really hard today. You know, that's a great defense, you know, over there that we played against. You know, the number one defense in the National Football League. So, you know, to run the ball like we did today was, you know, a very good thing for us. You know, whether it was, you know, 3 yards or 2 yards, you know, just to move, you know, the line of scrimmage. You know, going in that direction is a good thing. And, you know, like I said, Matt ran the ball really hard. The offensive line did a great job of, you know, pushing the line of scrimmage and protecting me as well.
Did you feel a little more energy in the offense today? Or as a team overall, you were able to keep it close with a good Lions team? Just since that coming in, that maybe a little extra boost you were able to add?
You know, I don't know. That's, you know, the only thing that I was trying to do is just, you know, play how I've played my whole entire life. And, you know, I'm very blessed to have this opportunity, very blessed to be able to play the game I love in football, and, you know, just to go out there with, you know, these 53 guys, and, you know, we work so hard each and every day on our crafts, and just to go out there and, you know, have fun with the whole thing. That's what I told him before the game. I said, hey, let's just go out and have fun. Just play like you're in the backyard, play like you're, you know, played in high school and college. Let's just go out, have fun, and, you know, let the score take care of itself.
About the helmet-to-helmet hit from number 94, is that part of the game, and you didn't seem too happy about that?
Yeah, that's football. You know, that's football, getting hit like that. But, you know, it's just part of the game. You know, obviously I don't want to get hit like that, and, you know, my emotions are going, you know, 100 miles a minute at that time, and, you know, I'm just fired up and, you know, got up and, you know, just talking a little trash like he was, but, you know, that's just football. It's just, you know, two guys just playing.
Did you think to put your helmet back on? Thought that was a good idea to keep it off. Things were getting a little heated there.
Yeah, things were getting a little heated, but my helmet was off. He did knock it off. So, but
do you realize how much you miss this type of stuff? You know what I mean, coming back after not playing a regular season game.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I was talking to, you know, Matt Stafford before the game, and you know, just saying how I haven't, you know, started a game since, you know, four years ago when I was in Carolina, and, you know, just saying go out and have fun. But it was good to get back on the field with these guys, and, And like I said, you know, just came up a little short today.
How rusty did you feel?
A little bit early on, but then I got in the swing of things. Just trying to get a feel for the speed again, because obviously it's different than preseason. Obviously it's different than practice. But you know, after the first one or two drives, you know, I settled in. Yeah, I was trying, you know, it was an action pass, and I felt some pressure, and I was just trying to get out there and either throw it to Dante or Eben, just trying to, you know, get it out of my hand, not take a sack, and, you know, just hopefully one of the guys can make a play.
Do you mean a lot of your throws seem to go to the sideline and more horizontal? Was that by the way they were defending you? Did they take away the middle of the field, or was it just that's how you guys were trying to attack today?
Yeah, that's, you know, they play a lot of, you know, cover two man, four man, and that's just how, you know, we wanted to attack them. You know, we were trying to attack them, you know, down the middle of the field a little bit, but, you know, with the safeties over the top, it's kind of hard because they have, you know, a guy underneath. You know, they were doubling Marty pretty much the whole entire game. I don't know how many balls he caught today, but, you know, they had a guy underneath him and a guy over the top of him, so it was pretty hard to get down the middle of the field.
How'd you feel like you were synced up with Alshon? He had the touchdown and a couple drops, too.
Yeah, no, I felt good with everybody. I felt good with everybody, you know, on time, just trying to take my drop, go through my reads, and get the ball out of my hand, stay on rhythm.
After being on the sidelines for so long, did you need this as a confidence booster to show what you could do?
No, I had confidence in myself. You know, coming back, playing in the preseason after my shoulder surgery, you know, I had just wondering, you know, how my shoulder was going to feel going out playing in a game. But after the first preseason game, you know, I had all the confidence in the world, and, you know, I've just had it ever since. And I'm a confident guy. You know, just go out there and, you know, do the things that I've been doing my whole entire life. And, you know, each and every week you go out and prepare, and that's why you prepare, is to go out and play fast on Sundays.
What do you think going up against this defensive line, knowing you were going to have rookie guards at both spots, and how do you think those guys held up?
Yeah, they did great. Like I said, the offensive line, you know, held up great today. Gave me time to get through my reads. Gave Matt time to, you know, run the ball. But, you know, they did a great job. Ola stepping in for Kyle this morning, actually, we found out. But they all did a great job.
Jude, so often in the NFL, the last one or two possessions, again, that's what the game comes down to, you know, whether it's 2 minutes or whatever. Do you feel, is that a part of the game that you feel confident you can master?
Definitely. You know, that's the part of the game that every quarterback wants to be in, those kind of situations, is to have the ball with, you know, 2 minutes to go and, you know, moving the ball down the field. And, you know, like I said, you know, we just came up short today. It's unfortunate. Unfortunate.
Did they move the pocket more to you a little bit today? Was that something that you talked to Trask and Kroger about, that you wanted a little bit more movement in the passing game?
Yeah, you know, against a front like that, you can't just, you know, sit back there and hold the ball in your hands. You know, you got to move the pocket, get out of the pocket, whether it's nakeds or it's sprint outs or it's screens or it's, you know, whatever it is. But you just can't, you know, sit back there at, you know, 7, 8, 9 yards and expect to, you know, just throw the ball down the field against, you know, a front like that.
Leading up to, you know, Sunday during the week, you may have talked about this practice during the week, but how much did Jay help you, you know, get ready for this game, or, you know, prepare for this moment?
Yeah, it was the whole quarterback room. You know, we stayed, you know, pretty much until, you know, we only had 2 days to prepare for this game. So, you know, we stayed pretty much until 8:30 every single night, just, you know, trying to watch as much tape as possible, you know, get all the calls down, get everything down to, you know, make sure we were prepared for this game. But, you know, Jay was great. David Fales was great in helping me go through all the calls and watching film, you know, staying real late. So, you know, they all help me a lot.
Have you been told if you're going to start next Sunday?
No, I have no idea.
Had you given up hope that you might have been a starter again in the league? It's been 4 years or so.
No, I've never given up. You know, you can't ever give up. You know, the only thing you can ask for is another opportunity, and, you know, that's what Coach Trestman gave me, you know, today, is another opportunity. And, you know, like I said, just went out there and tried to compete to the best of my ability and make the plays when the plays were there. And, you know, like I said, we just came up short, and, you know, it's really unfortunate.
Did you ever let yourself think,
think that this was an audition for next week or next season or for other teams or for whatever?
Yeah, you know, like I told the media during the week, I said every time you step foot on the field, whether it's a preseason game or a regular season game, you know, you're auditioning, whether, you know, you've been the starter or you're a backup or a third string, you know, it doesn't matter what you are. But every single time you step foot on the field, you know, not only is your team watching it, but other 31 teams are watching it as well. So, you know, just got to go out and compete and, you know, put your best foot forward.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.